Well, I liked all of them, and they all called me Gran. And it was their fault. It was their fault. I wanted to stay home to look after their mothers, because you didn't go in the hospitals then. You were, you know, you had mums to look after you and the baby for 2 weeks. And then I had another daughter that was expecting almost the same time. So I thought, well, I'll have to ask for time off, you say. And the one manageress that was there, she said, oh, I can't allow that, she said. She said, the one lot, yes, she said, but not the second. You can't do the second. I said, well, I can't do one without the other, so I'll have to give up the job now. Oh, well, she said, well, that was it. So anyway, I was serving this one director, Mr. Whittaker, in this in his office with his coffee and that, like, and I said, I'm gonna say goodbye to you, Mr. Whittaker. And he said, what do you mean goodbye? And I told him, and I said, because she can't allow me to, you know, work like, look after my girls like. Oh, yes, you can, he said. And straight away down he went, and he kept my job for me. I was ever so grateful to Mr. Whittaker for that, because I really needed the job at that time, didn't I? I really needed it. Yes, and he was quite, you know, he was really a friend to us too in the canteen, because he came down and we used to have to scrub the part of the floor, and you'd have your stockings down. And he turned round and he said, what are you doing on the floor? And I said, scrubbing the floor, sir. And he said, well, hell, he said, that's hard work. He said, we won't have that. And, you know, within the weekend, we had it all covered with material stuff that was,
Lino.
Well, it was sort of like cement stuff that you could just wash over with a mop. And he told Pet the manager, I said, and she was an Estonian, you know, a foreign lady, and she was pretty strict, like, really. And he said, mops. He said, these girls want mops. He said, none of this. Because, you see, if you were halfway scrubbing a floor and somebody called for a tray, they'd say, a tray for two, and she'd shout up, a tray for two, Mr. So-and-so, you know, and you'd have to get up, wash your hands, put your stockings up, get the tray ready, and dash it off upstairs and downstairs. Yeah. It really was, you know, a bit of a do. And he said, there'd be no more pulling your stockings up when you found my son for my tray now, would it? So I felt awful, really, because, I mean, he kept on picking on me. And he was putting me bad with the manageress, wasn't it? it wasn't fair, really.
Never mind, it got sorted.
It made it easier for the people that followed, didn't it? But it wasn't so good to us, like.
No.